Two Thirds Radio, your host, Charles Giuliani.
You know, if anybody has any bizarre coincidences that you want to share, feel free to call in, 800-313-9443, or if you just want to email me, I collect these things. It's just weird, weird stuff. You can email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, Hurts again spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Or if you just want the transcripts of this or any other show where I go off on a rant, you know, just email me and I'll send them off to you. I've been getting quite a few requests. And once again, if anybody wants to read any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, An Alternative View of the Distant Past, and several others I have available, you can just go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and, you know, look through the list I've got there. Just type my name in. That's the best way to see all that I have available. Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. You'll see all the titles I have available. If money is a factor for you, you want to read some of my books, but, you know, you're just behind on bills and can't squeeze out, you know, any extra cash after your bills are paid, and that's certainly understandable in the times we're living in, you know, feel free. Don't hesitate to email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Tell me which titles you're interested in, and I'll be happy to send them off to you guys as, you know, as an attachment. I'm not, you know, looking to make big fat wads of cash here. I just want to get the word out to people. These books are very important. You know, it's taken me years to do the research that's in them, and I feel that people should have the right to this information for free. They shouldn't have to, you know, pay for this stuff. It's stuff everybody needs to know. So, you know, particularly the New World Disorder. It puts everything in perspective, the mess that we're in, why things are going on the way that they are, and where they intend to take us, the globalists, if we don't put a stop to them. It's not a pretty picture, guys, but it's one that we must become aware of. So again, you know, if money is a factor, no problem. Just email me, let me know, you know, if you want that book or any other, and I'll be happy to do that. Anyway, so let's pick up here. Got lots more strange stories where those came from. There was an assassin named Claude Vauban who murdered Baron Redmire de Tarazon of France in 1872. Interestingly, 21 years earlier, the Baron's father was murdered by an assassin named Claude Vauban. But the two assassins were not related. What are the chances of that? Father and son assassinated 21 years apart by men who had the exact same name, same spelling, everything, but neither of them were related to each other. Well, again, just, you know, things that make you go, bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. We do live in a strange world. Let me tell you, Hollywood can't even come up with scenarios that are as strange or anywhere near as strange as things that play out in real life. Like 9/11, for example. You know, if Hollywood made a film, guys, seriously, 15, 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago, if they made a film that came out before 9/11 that played out a scenario like what had actually occurred on 9/11, you know, probably most people would say, oh, that's ridiculous. No way could that ever happen. You know, I can't believe people went to see that movie and spent the money to see that. What, if you're going to make a movie about a terrorist attack, you know, make one that has a believable scenario. There's no way that terrorists could hijack four aircraft and fly them around for almost 2 hours without anything being done to intercept them, to shoot them down. There's just no way that could happen today with all our high-tech surveillance equipment, you know, radar and our, you know, our NORAD and our military and ground control. There's just no way. They track all planes 24/7. Every movement that they make, any plane that veers off course, even a tenth of a degree, is going to be instantly assessed, and you know, they would laugh at such a scenario. But lo and behold, such a scenario did play out, or so we're told, was played out, and people buy it. Well, actually, fortunately, a lot of people are waking up to the reality of that thing being a fraud, but there still are some saps out there. Who do buy it? Anyway, guys, short break. Stick with us. Be right back.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. You know, since we're on the subject of coincidences and 9/11, I might as well mention this one. Did you guys know that on the morning of 9/11, of all the bags that were checked in that day, there was only one that didn't make its flight? Isn't that convenient? That was Muhammad Atta's bag, so we're told. Of course, Muhammad Atta was never at Logan Airport that morning. In fact, he's still alive. He's one of the eight still living hijackers that have been found to still be alive. His father told the London Guardian, or actually the BBC, that his son called him, you know, a day after the attacks and just wanted him to know that he was okay and had nothing to do with it, but, you know, he wasn't going to be staying in one place very long because he feared for his life, blah, blah, blah. So he wasn't even at Logan. There aren't any pictures of him or any of the other alleged hijackers, you know, from Logan that morning. But isn't that an interesting coincidence, huh? We're told that, you know, you got to ask. I got to go off on this tangent here for a moment since I brought it up. You got to ask why Mr. Atta would even have a check-in bag at all. You're going on supposedly a terrorist hijacking excursion, and you're going to check in a bag? What the heck for? Why are you going to check in a bag? And then when you realize the articles that supposedly were in that bag, you know, his will, a whole list of all the hijackers' names and their histories and their motive behind the attacks, why are you going to put that in there? Especially when you realize that they randomly select check-in bags, you know, to be searched. Why would they take the risk that their bag might be one of those to be checked and searched and foil their whole mission? Oh, that makes a lot of sense now, doesn't it? But anyway, do understand how bizarre this coincidental story is that we're supposed to swallow. Of all the bags checked in, that was the only one that didn't make its flight, and, you know, conveniently it was waiting for the investigators when they came that afternoon with all that convenient information in there. You gotta be kidding me. So you can see, folks, some coincidences obviously aren't coincidences at all. They're just fairy tales. But these other coincidences we're talking about, to the best of my knowledge anyway, are actual coincidences. Here's another one. This is really bizarre. On July 28th, 1800, King Umberto I of Italy ate at a fine restaurant in the smaller town of Milan, a few miles, actually the town was, never mind the accent, the town was Monza, a few miles outside of Milan, okay? This dignitary, Italian dignitary, ate at this restaurant. When the owner of the establishment came to the table to take the king's order, the king was astonished to discover that the owner was his exact lookalike, had his exact likeness, both in facial appearance and body build. They looked like, you know, either one looked like the double of the other. But once they began to talk, the astonishment grew significantly as many more parallels had emerged between them. Here's some examples. Both men were born on the same day of the same year and in the same town, and each were named Umberto. They were both married on the same day, each to women named Margarita. Each had named his son Vittorio. On the day of King Umberto's coronation, the other Umberto had opened his restaurant. They had been decorated together for bravery on two occasions, first in 1866, when the restaurant owner had been a private and the king a colonel, and the second time in 1870, when both had been promoted to sergeant and corps commander. The king, shortly after, remarked to an aide that he intended to assign this double of his a position in his court. The next day, as the king had promised, he summoned his double, only to find out that he had been killed in a shooting accident. Suddenly, three shots fired from an assassin's gun had rung out, one of which had punctured the king's heart and killed him instantly. I tell you, man. Guys, what do you make of this? Ay, ay, ay. Anybody has a theory on it, give me a call. This is bizarre. You know, you can't attribute this to divine intervention. What is this? What's going on here, you know? Are we puppets in a stage play? Well, in this doublespeak Orwellian world of ours, yeah, we are. We actually are, guys. We're little pawns in the globalist's chess game. But, you know, have we always been pawns in someone else's game? I mean, look at this. This is just bizarre. Continuing on, Franz Richter, a 19-year-old volunteer in the Austrian Transport Corps following World War I, was admitted to the hospital for pneumonia. In the same hospital was another Franz Richter, also 19, also suffering from pneumonia, and also a volunteer in the Transport Corps. And, to top it all off, both men were born in Silesia. Once again, just bizarre coincidences. What do you make of this? One June evening in the 1930s, Alan Falby, captain of the El Paso County Highway Patrol, was in hot pursuit of a speeding truck. The truck slowed to take a corner, and Falby had rammed into it at full speed. The collision ruptured an artery in his leg, and if a passerby, Alfred Smith, had not stopped to give him first aid, he would have almost certainly died. The tourniquet that Smith supplied stopped the bleeding in time to not only save Falby's life, but to save his leg as well. 5 years later, Falby was again working the night patrol when he received a radio call to assist an accident on U.S. Highway 80. A car had smashed into a tree, and the driver was in critical condition. Falby arrived before the ambulance and found that the driver had severed a major artery in his right leg and was bleeding to death. Falby applied a tourniquet, stopping the bleeding, and, of course, saved the man's life. Just then, Falby took a good look at the victim's face and realized that it was none other than Alfred Smith, the same man who he did the same thing for 5 years earlier, or who had the same thing done for him, I should say, 5 years earlier. Falby later commented, "It all goes to show that one good tourniquet deserves another." But again, guys, you know, there's only so many times things like this can happen, and you just keep writing them off as coincidence. What do you make of this? It's just so bizarre. I don't profess to have answers to any of this. You know, I just want to point this stuff out again, let you decide for yourself. But this stuff fascinates me. It blows my mind. What do you do with this stuff? Anyway, let's go on to another one here. I guess I got a caller. Buddy in Texas, maybe, or Tennessee, I'm sorry. Maybe he's got an answer for this. I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, welcome, buddy.
Two things. The first one, second will be trivia on Kennedy, which I thought you would have had because you're a sharp fella. And the first one is, did you know that the countries overseas, and referring to midwives like in Norway and all those places, have only 2% of the problems that the United States does with their hospitals and doctors? I'm not knocking doctors, you understand. And
you know, a lot of them, you know, they're hemmed in. They would like to do more for their patients. You know, some would even like to offer alternative health solutions, but they fear losing their jobs.
Well, we have a doctor in this area that his daddy used to make house calls, and I don't know why. It didn't make sense, but the AMA went after him because of that.
Oh, sure.
But and the second one is, I mean, I just wanted to make sure we have six children. Everybody I know uses a midwife. I'm not knocking doctors. I'm happy for them making money. Don't misunderstand me. But I just thought I'd mention that. And the second one is, did you know on Kennedy that Lincoln and Kennedy both tried to reinstate the American greenback dollar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Did
yeah.
you know that Johnson signed it out immediately?
And took all of the silver out of our coins.
But you know you know that when Kennedy was shot, that my understanding and research is that that Johnson immediately signed that
Overriding Executive Order 11-110. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you are. But I'm surprised, as sharp as you are, that you didn't add that in with Lincoln and Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah, maybe I will add that. That is a good point.
I think you should, because it fits in with Ron Paul.
Well, I mean, all of those guys that were that I listed that were assassinated for the same reason, all of them, because they withstood central banking. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
listen, you do
Garfield and McKinley and all of them. Kennedy,
oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a wonderful job. You know, they can't afford for Ron Paul to get in there and sign one executive order that does away with all of them.
Right. Yeah. it's nice to think about, but they're not going to let it happen, unfortunately.
Well, you know what?
We need to keep pushing him and you know, getting the word out. It's waking people up, but this thing is so far gone, guys. I'm not being a pessimist, but honestly.
Well, there was a Nineveh in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
I hear your music. I guess I better let you go.
Well, you want to hold her?
Yeah, I'll hold and say one more thing. Go ahead.
Okay, sure, yeah. Stick with us, guys. Be right back. Mm-hmm.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey guys, welcome back to Spirits Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. We're going back to our caller here, Buddy, in Tennessee. Yeah, Buddy, we're going to make another point.
Okay, yeah, if you don't mind. I'm not saying you're a pessimist or anything, but remember this, that if without the Father in heaven's help, Paul would never make it. But don't forget that Gideon, the first time he got to the first river when he was going somewhere, they said, let's drink. Everybody thought he was crazy. He wouldn't let them drink. Second river, he wouldn't let them drink. The third one, the guys that looked around and held their spears and drank looking around, he sent them home. You know that them 300 guys going against all their mothers when they carried them vases around and cracked them open and let the light shine and everybody, all the soldiers down below them killed themselves, you know them guys thought Gideon was crazy. Now, I'm not trying to say anybody's a pessimist. I'm not trying to say anything like that. I'm just trying to say the Father's in charge. And I'd just love to see that the people that like Ron Paul will stand in the gap and make up the hedge because everybody's saying they're not going to vote for the evils of two lesser. So our vote is worth 100 apiece easy. Does that make any sense?
Well, we need some divine intervention, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I agree with you. But man, don't give up the ship, boss.
No. I'm not giving up. It's just, you know, they've got their hand on every, you know, on every lever.
Except for one, the Father in heaven. And we don't deserve it, by the way. I want you to know that. We really don't. But I'm still praying for it.
Well, miracles can happen.
I love you, brother.
All right, hey, thanks for calling, man.
Hey, you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hey, you too. Hey, you know, speaking of coincidences, that would be cool, wouldn't it? They're talking about, you know, an eventual asteroid might strike Earth. One almost hit Mars this month. Maybe an asteroid will hit Washington or something. Hey, that would be cool. We can always hope. Anyway, maybe it'll happen right on the eve of the election. That would be a nice coincidence. I'd like that. Is there any place we can call and put an order in for something like that? Anyway, let me go on to the next interesting, bizarre coincidence here. I've got tons of these things. Probably won't have enough to cover these all on the show. I'm going to try to hit some of the better ones here, though. When TV talk show host Irv Kipsinet was in London to cover the coronation of Elizabeth II in 1953, he stayed at the Savoy Hotel. In one of the drawers in his room, he was amazed to find some articles that had belonged to an old friend of his, Harry Hannon of the Harlem Globetrotters. Some of these clothing articles, you know, had his name tag emblazoned, you know, with his name on it. But even more strange, 2 days later, he received a letter from Hannon. He hadn't heard from him in a while. And in the letter, he stated that he had stayed in a hotel in Paris. And here's what the letter said. "You'll never believe this, but I've just opened a drawer here and found a tie with your name on it." Weird. One day in the late 1950s, Eric W. Smith was walking down a dirt path near his home that was frequented by horseback riders. He was collecting manure for his garden. Suddenly he looked up to see another man collecting manure as well, and as they approached each other, a nearby bench looked inviting to take a break, so the two of them simultaneously had sat down to rest. Ironically, the stranger was carrying an oilcloth bag, just like Smith's, as well as a dustpan, just like Smith's. Suddenly, Smith pulled out his pipe and tobacco, offering some to the stranger. But the stranger then pulled out his own pipe, along with the exact same brand of tobacco. At this point, both had become aware that something very strange was going on. "My name is Smith," said Smith. "So is mine," said the stranger. "Eric Smith," said the first Smith. "Me too," said the second Smith. "Eric W. Smith," said the first Smith. "Same here," said the second Smith. "The W stands for Wales," said Smith number one. "Ah," said number two. "There we differ. I'm Walter." That was the only difference. I don't know, man. Again, it's just bizarre stuff. Here's another one. John and Arthur Mowforth were twins. What happened to one usually happened to the other, according to their sister. On the evening of May 22, 1975, each experienced severe chest pains and, unknown to each other, were rushed to two hospitals roughly 80 miles away from each other. Both of them died shortly after arriving at their respective hospitals. You know, what do you make of this stuff, guys? Two identical twin boys were born in Ohio around 1940 and were adopted by different families shortly after birth. In 1979, the two were reunited and were shocked to see how much that they had in common. Both were named James. Each had undergone law enforcement training. Both liked mechanical drawing and carpentry. Each married a woman named Linda and had sons with the same names, except a slight difference in spelling. One was James Allen, A-L-A-N, the other one James Allen, A-L-L-A-N. And there's more. I'll talk about that when we get back, guys. Short break.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani, talked today about bizarre coincidences through history. And by the way, in case you're wondering where this stuff is coming from, most of it comes from two main sources, a Reader's Digest book and a Time Life book. So, I mean, this isn't stuff that, you know, I'm making up or got off some weird floozy website. You know, this is stuff that's well documented. I mean, these are real things that have happened. So anyway, let me continue with that one here, the coincidences between these identical twins that were separated at birth from Ohio. Both of them had divorced and later married women named Betty. The original wives, of course, were named Linda, both of them. Both had owned dogs named Toy. What are the chances of that? Finally, both favored the exact same St. Petersburg vacation spot, a beach. The same beach was their favorite place to vacation at. Now, again, these guys were separated at birth. Met up, you know, years later, they were reunited and found out they had all these same things in common. Well, you know, identical twins. How do you write this stuff off as just weird, you know, coincidence? Seems to be more than just coincidence. Here's another one. A man riding a moped was killed by a taxi in Bermuda in 1975. A year earlier, his brother was killed on the same street by the same taxi driver, carrying the same passenger, and he was riding on the same moped. Wow, wow, wow. How about this one? A kimono successively, owned by three teenage girls, each of whom died before she had a chance to wear it, was believed to be so filled with, quote, bad luck, that it was cremated by a Japanese priest in 1657. He torched the thing because he thought it was going to continue to bring bad luck to people. Well, guess what? As the garment was being burned, a violent wind sprang up and the fire got out of control. The ensuing inferno destroyed three quarters of Tokyo, leveling 300 temples, 500 palaces, 9,000 shops, 61 bridges, and killed 100,000 people. yeah. Anyway. This is one of my favorites. Listen to this one. This is really, really screwy. In 1883, Henry Zieglin of Texas jilted his girlfriend. So upset was she that she wound up shooting herself. Her brother later tried to avenge her death by shooting Zieglin, but the bullet only grazed his face and then lodged into a nearby tree. He actually had survived. But the brother, believing that he had successfully completed his mission of killing Zieglin, then took his own life. Years later, in 1913, Zieglin decided to cut down the tree that the bullet had been lodged in. Having difficulty doing so, he decided to dynamite it instead. Amazingly, the force of the blast caused the bullet to come flying out of the tree, penetrating Zieglin's skull and killing him instantly. Oh, I tell you, man. Is this bizarre or what? Think about it. Ultimately, the bullet did kill this guy, but, you know, decades later. I mean, what? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know, guys. What do you make of this stuff? Anyway, when the novelist Anne Parrish had first visited Paris in the 1920s, she spent some time browsing through an old secondhand bookstore looking for some old classics to read. In one store, she went through several different stores, but in one store she found an old copy of Jack Frost and Other Stories, a book that she was actually particularly fond of as a child, growing up in Colorado Springs, and she had not seen a copy of this book since she was very young. Upon opening the book, she discovered written on the inside of the cover, Anne Parrish, 209 North Weber Street, Colorado Springs, Colorado. It was her book. Again, she grew up in Colorado, Colorado Springs, and here she was in Paris decades later, and there's her book for sale. Strange, strange, strange stuff. Anyway, in 1958, the Jersey Central train plunged from a bridge into Newark Bay. When the wreckage was pulled out of the water, the number 932 was seen painted on its side. That same day, as it happened, thousands of people, for some strange reason, all chose to play the number 932 in the New York numbers game. And, believe it or not, 932 turned out to be the winning number. Now, was that staged or, well, you know, it's kind of like after 9/11, a year later to the day, the winning numbers, New York State Lottery was 911. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange ended at 911. Pretty strange. I don't know if that was quite so much a coincidence, though, or if they were staging it just to play mind games. Who knows? I told you about Flight 587, guys. That was the one that crashed mysteriously on November 12th of 2001. Remember that one? You know, supposedly the, what did they say about that one? The tail fin had broken off or some ridiculous thing. Of course, a bunch of garbage. There's another cover-up. But anyway, that was Flight 587. On that day, I forget which was which now, but the New York State Lottery and the Newark, New Jersey drawing, one ended, one came up 587 and the other one 578. I forget which was which, but really bizarre. You know, I don't think things like that are necessarily coincidences. I think it's just mind games, but, I mean, let's face it, you know, the lotteries, to a great degree, are all rigged. Just like your gambling casinos, guys, come on. It's all a big fraud. There are some people that win on them, but, you know, it's like your sports games. Your football games, your basketball games. Sorry, guys, just like professional wrestling, it's all a scam. You know, multi-billion dollar bets are riding on these things, and they're not going to leave it to chance, I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, Nicholas Fanini fell 20 stories from the Liberty Band building in Buffalo, New York, while an infant, and survived. At the age of 5, he fell 55 feet, again survived. And at the age of 12, he fell 60 feet and survived. Later, as an adult, he was hit by a fast-moving train and was thrown 300 feet. And yet, through it all, he managed to survive. Some people just don't have good luck, I guess. Here's another one. Anna Hasher was hit and run over by the same car driver in Austria in 1983 and 1992 in accidents that occurred just 500 yards apart. If I was her, I'd move the heck away from that area pretty fast. Gus Cohen survived the sinking of the Titanic, a head wound during a bombing in World War I, and falling out of a moving train into the path of an oncoming car. I mean, come on. I don't know if you fall out of a train, but you have to fall in front of an oncoming car. But he managed to survive. Here's another one. Mary Berger, known as Calamity Mary, survived 13 automobile accidents in which every car was demolished. She also survived being thrown from a horse, kicked by a cow, bitten by a dog, scratched by a wildcat. She also survived an Arizona cloudburst, a Florida hurricane, a Kansas cyclone, a Mississippi flood, a California earthquake, and a 3,000-foot fall from an airplane, all without suffering a single serious injury. So, I mean, she had incredible bad luck, yet good luck at the same time. She survived all of that without barely a scratch. Wild, wild, wild. In Spain in 1994, a driver and passenger escaped unharmed from a truck that collided with their car, only to fall onto a railway track and be crushed by an oncoming train. Oh, boy. In 1987, Matthew Boya of Benin, Africa, while golfing, struck a bird. Listen to this. While golfing, he struck a bird. The ball went up to the air, struck a bird, which then went flying into the cockpit of an airplane, causing it to crash and demolish an entire air force. Unbelievable. Again, his golf ball hit a bird. The bird went flying into the cockpit. I guess it went right through the window of the cockpit. The plane crashed into an air base and wiped out an entire air force. I wonder if that guy gave up golfing after that. I mean, what are the chances? Yeah. Anyway, moving on here. This is another one. During a concert by Luciano Berio to promote world peace, a cannon was fired that injured several people and caused a riot to break out in the audience. So much for his world peace attempts. Just moments after Ryan Newhouse's mother had scolded him to take better care of his car, a single-engine Cessna plane fell from the sky, landed on his car, and of course, crushed it. Larry Heaney of Annapolis, Maryland, owned a calico cat that had the word C-A-T, cat, spelled out in the pattern of its fur. And, of course, in the Reader's Digest book that mentions this, there's a picture of it. I kid you not, it's unbelievable. It looks like it was painted on there. You know how calico cats have those, you know, what is it, black and brown and orange different spots on a white background. Well, he had, you know, the light brown spots that spelled out the letter cat, all capital letters. Really bizarre. Incredible. I mean, you know, it literally looked like somebody painted it on there. It was that clear, you know. Let's see. The only seven-masted schooner ever built was named after Thomas W. Lawson, author of Friday the 13th. This ship was wrecked on a Friday the 13th in 1907. Here's another one. The date of September 1st has not been a lucky day in Japanese history. Severe earthquakes have devastated Japanese cities in these years on that date. 259 AD, 827, 867, 1185, 1649, and then again in 1923. All, once again, on that same date of September 1st. You know, why? How? Let's see. If I died this hour, I should die happy, said English comedian John Liston on Sunday, March 22nd, 1807, at 10:30 a.m. during his wedding ceremony. 39 years later, as the clock struck 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, March 22nd, 1846, Liston died in his wife's arms. Yeesh. When Vera Zernak learned that her husband had betrayed her, she jumped out of her third-story window, but survived because she landed on her husband, who was killed by her fall. let's see. Francesco Barsch, 14th century inventor of a catapult that could hurl a 3,000-pound projectile, got caught in the mechanism of his own war machine and was thrown violently into the center of town, where he struck his wife, killing both of them instantly. Jeez, man. I tell you guys, once again, I just, my mind is blown trying to make sense of this. You know, you'd like to think you live in a world where things weren't so, I don't know what you call this, uncomfortable. The fact that things happen like this in such bizarre patterns, you really got to wonder, you know, where does God fit in with this, you know? Why does he let things like this happen so bizarre? Is there a message here? If so, what is it? Here's another one. A ship flung ashore by a hurricane in Westport Point, Massachusetts, in 1954 bore the name Last Fling. Okay, how about this one? An automobile accident resulted from two cars sliding on an icy road during a snowstorm in Ontario, which were driven by two men with the names of Snow and Blizzard. Kid you not. Let's see. Mrs. Rudolph Brown of Lawrence, New York, became the mother of twins on March 4th, 1958. Her mother had become the mother of twins on March 4th, 1935, and her sister became the mother of twins on March 4th of 1949. Again, the same dates occurring, twins being born, all in this same family. Strange, strange, strange stuff. A bottle of nerve pills was lost to Mrs. Lena McCovey when a flood washed through her home. The same bottle later turned up at her sister's house 200 miles away in Coos Bay, Oregon. Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. Anyway, a few more of those, guys. That's all we'll have time for after the break. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Thirds Radio. Just got a few more minutes left here. I'll just go over a few more of these. But again, if you guys want the transcripts, there's tons more that I'm just not going to have time to get to, obviously. Just, you know, weird, weird stuff. Just email me, truthhurtsradio@AOL.com, and I'll be happy to send the transcripts off. Hertz, again, is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Here's another one. In the 1920s, three Englishmen were traveling separately by train through Peru. At the time of their introduction, they were the only three men in their railroad car. Their introductions were more surprising than they could have imagined. One man's last name was Bingham, and the second man's last name was Powell. The third man announced that his last name was Bingham Powell. None were related in any way. Really bizarre. What are the chances of that? The only three on that one train car. Here's another one. I like this one. Cancer Crusader was the seventh dog in the seventh race at a track in Mobile, Alabama, on the seventh day of the seventh month, July 7th, of 1977. The dog weighed 77 pounds and finished seventh in the race. Enough sevens for you? Just crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. An obelisk erected by the French historian Renal was destroyed by lightning on the day that he died. This, again, weird, weird coincidences one after another. While fishing one day in Charleston, South Carolina, E.H. Eady caught two fish, both of which had natural number markings on their tails. The first fish caught had a 1 on it, while the second had a 2, a marking shaped like a 2. I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy. In the late 19th century, 12 trees were planted outside the Grace Episcopal Church in Plymouth, North Carolina. Each tree was named after one of Christ's disciples. The tree called Judas was hit by lightning and destroyed. Let's see. Lorraine and Loretta Szymanski are twins from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, along with another set of twins, Lorraine and Loretta Szymanski, also from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They had all attended the same school, in the same classroom, and lived in the same neighborhood, and yet were not related at all. But even more strange, they all looked alike. Wow. How about this one? Diane Kloss, a cashier in an Irvington, New Jersey store, was given her own stolen credit card for a purchase by a customer who claimed to be her. The police were soon immediately notified. Can you imagine a guy going in, stole this woman's credit card, not knowing it was her? Well, a woman, obviously. A woman went in, not knowing it was, you know, her credit card that she had stolen. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, guys, or maybe it was a guy that looked like a woman. Plenty of that today. Yeah. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed the show. Pretty weird stuff. We'll see you tomorrow. Another very interesting topic. And we'll catch you then. Have a great day.
With recent internet